Hi, and welcome to this demo of an app that I use both on my iPhone and my Apple Watch, particularly for recording intervals for when I am doing my Talking Tech radio program on Vision Australia Radio and, of course, the accompanying podcast. So the app is called Repeat Timer, and as the name implies, it's a timer for repeating time intervals. And like I said, that comes in really handy, particularly when I'm trying to time topics in a radio program that I've got to do in two segments, a 9-minute one and a 6-minute segment. So what I thought I might do is I'll take you through the app itself and its settings on my iPhone, and then how to use it. And then I'll show you how I also use it on my Apple Watch. Hey Siri, open Repeat Timer.
Repeat Timer. Arc settings. Button.
Okay, so the focus jumps on the settings button if I flick to the right.
Repeat Timer.
That's the heading, Repeat Timer.
1 meter. Picker item. Adjustable. 8 of 55.
So we've got 55 different intervals that we can choose. I've currently got mine set on 1 minute. If I flick down.
45s.
And that's 45 seconds. Remember, it's actually S after the 45. And when you went into it, you might have heard 1 minute say 1 meter. That's because it's 1 M, as in capital M for minute. So I flick down.
30s.
30 seconds.
25s.
25.
20s.
20.
15s.
15.
10s.
10.
5S.
5.
5S.
And that's it. So if I flick back up.
10s. 15. 20s. 25s. 30s. 45. 1 meter.
Okay, and we'll keep going up a little bit.
1 meter 30s, 2 meters, 3 meters, 4 meters, 5 meters, 6 meters, 7 meters, 8 meters, 9 meters, 10 meters, 12 meters, 15 meters, 20 meters.
Okay, and so on. So I flip back down.
15, 12 meters, 10 meters.
Now what I might do 9 meters, for this demo.
8 meters, 7 meters, 6 meters, 5 meters, 4 meters, 3 meters, 2 meters, 1 meter 30s, 1 meter, 45, 30s, 25s, 20s, 15s.
I might leave it on 15 seconds for the demo. Now if I flick to the right.
15. Picker item, adjustable, 12 of 29.
So 29 intervals to choose from. And I've currently got mine set on 15 cycles of, in my case, the 1 minute cycle or interval. And remember that I'm currently going to be using a 15 second interval. So if I flick up, we've got 15 intervals.
20.
20.
25.
25.
30.
30.
35.
35.
40.
40 and so on. So I flick back 30, down.
30. 25. 20.
Go right 15, down the bottom.
12. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. Off.
And off. Okay. So if I flip back up.
2.
I've got 2 cycles.
3.
And for this demo, we'll leave it on 3 cycles. So if I flick back to the left.
15s. Picker item. Adjustable.
We've chosen 15 seconds for this particular interval for this demo. Flick to the right.
3. Picker item.
And we're going
adjustable.
To repeat it 3 times. So flick to the right again.
Start button.
And there's our start button. Now I'll come back to that in a minute. I just want to take you through the settings of the app. So if I flick back to the
3,
left.
3. 15. Repeat timer. Arc settings. Button.
And double tap on settings.
Arc setting. Arc close. Button.
And flick to the right.
Settings. Heading, settings, notifications, switch button, off.
So notifications, I've currently got mine turned off.
Sound, switch button, on.
Now for this demo, I've turned the sounds on because it does play every time the interval or the cycle is up, it plays a tone. And of course, when I'm doing my radio program, I would have it
off.
Double tap to turn it off so I don't get noise coming through the mic. So double tap to turn it back on for the demo.
On.
Flicking to the right.
Repeat sound. Atom. Button.
This is the repeat sound. So every time it repeats, it'll actually play a tune. Or in one of the options, it'll actually say the word repeat. So if I double tap on that.
Settings. Back
and
button.
Flick to the right.
Repeat sound. Heading. Selected. Atom.
So that's atom that it's currently selected. If I double tap on it.
Selected. Atom.
That's the sound. Flick to the right.
Birdies.
We've got birdies. Double tap to hear it.
Selected. Birdies.
And that's also selected it, by the way. Flick to the right again.
Bling.
Bling. Double tap.
Selected.
That's bling. Bling. Flick to the right.
Boxing bells.
Boxing bells.
Selected. Boxing bells.
Flick to the right again.
Buzzer.
Buzzer.
Selected. Buzzer.
Oh, that gets your attention. Flick to the right.
Carbon.
Carbon.
Selected. Carbon.
Oh, very cool. It's a bit long though, isn't it? Flick to the right
checker
again.
Checker plate.
Double tap.
Selected. Checker plate.
Okay, flick to the right again.
Dose Vader. Selected. Dose Vader.
Flick to the right again.
Eliza.
Eliza.
Selected. Eliza.
Oh, that's a nice one. Anyway, so let me just flip back to the left.
Carbon,
there's quite a few more
boxing,
after that.
Bling. Birdies. Atom.
And I'll double tap on Atom.
Selected. Atom. And repeat sound. Settings. Back button.
Back to settings button.
I close.
Flicking to the right.
Settings. Settings. Notifications. Switch button. Off. Sound. Switch button. On. Repeat sound. Atom.
So that's our repeat sound.
Finished sound. Bling.
And finished sound is currently set to that bling sound. If I double tap on it.
Settings. Finished sound. Right. Heading. Atom. Birdies. Selected. Bling.
So we can double tap on bling again. Selected. See what it sounds bling. Like. So that's the complete repeat timer sound for when the whole sequence is finished, of course. So flicking back to the left.
Birdies. Atom. Finished sound. Settings. Back button. I close.
And flicking through again.
Settings. Settings. Notifications. Switch button. Off. Sound. Switch button. On. Repeat sound. Atom. Button. Finished sound. Bling. Button.
Okay, so finished sound. Bling.
Vibration. Switch button. On.
Vibration is currently set on. And of course, as I said before, I would have sound turned off, but I'll leave vibration turned on. So flick to the right again.
Prevent screen locking. Switch button. On.
Prevent screen locking, which I've currently got that set to because I want to be able to check the timer.
Rate app.
Rate app.
Share app. Button.
Share app.
Feedback. Button.
Feedback.
More apps. Button.
More apps.
More apps.
And that's it. All right, so let me flick back.
Repeats. Sound. Notification. Settings. Settings. Heading. I close. Button.
Double tap on close.
I settings. Button.
Flick to the right.
Repeat timer. 15s. Picker item. Adjustable.
Okay, so we've got 15 seconds as our interval.
3. Picker item.
We've
adjustable.
Got the repeat set
3
to 3.
39. Start button.
Let's start.
Cancel.
So the start button turns into a cancel, but I want to cancel it. Flick back to the left.
Repeat 1 of 3.
So we're on repeat 1 of 3. Flick back to the left.
0 hours, 0 minutes, and 6 seconds.
And we've got 6 seconds to go. That's the first interval. So if I flick to the right.
Repeat 2 of 3.
We're now on repeat 2 of 3. If I wanted to check how much time I've got left in this interval.
0 hours, 0 minutes, and 6 seconds.
6 seconds again. Flick
repeat
off, flick back.
0 hours, 0 minutes, and 2 seconds.
2 seconds. There it goes. Flick back to the right.
Repeat 3 of 3.
There's repeat 3 of 3. Flick back to the left.
0 hours, 0 minutes, and 10 seconds.
And
repeat 3 of 3.
Double check 3 of 3, and I can just leave it now. And we should get the bling sound. Now it's finished. If I flick back to the left, this is just a bit of a tip for you.
Repeat 1 of 3.
So we've got repeat 1 of 3.
0 hours, 0 minutes, and 15 seconds.
So that's the interval one. Now, if I flip
repeat
back to the
one,
right,
start button.
I can start it again. Now, if I wanted to change those values,
repeat 1 of 3.
I'm just going to tap on it.
Repeat 1 of 3. Start.
Flip
start,
back off.
3. Picker item. Adjustable.
And now it changed to the slider. Okay, so that's the trick how to get the intervals back in for the interval time and the repeat time is to double tap on one of those values. So I'm going to put this one back up to
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15.
15 for my radio program. I'm going to flip back to the left.
15s. Picker item.
There's the
adjustable.
15s, as in 15 seconds. I'm going to flick
20s, up. 20s, 20, 30, 40, 1 meter.
And put it back on 1 meter for myself. All right, so that's the app. You do have to leave it open to have it do the sounds on the timer. But as I said, it actually works really well. And of course, I'd usually be using this with headphones that weren't being picked up by the microphone as well. All right, so I'm gonna close that for the moment. It's gonna hit the power button on my phone to lock it. All right, so let me grab my Apple Watch here.
Double tap to open repeat timer.
Okay, so double tap on repeat timer.
Double tap to open repeat timer.
And flick to the right.
Duration, 1 meter, adjustable.
Okay, so as you can tell, I've got the same settings on my Apple Watch, and these are actually independent of each other in some ways, because I can actually have the iPhone set at one particular value, and of course the Apple Watch set another one. So let me just do the same thing I did for the iPhone app.
45s, 30s, 25s, 20s, 15s.
Okay, so 15 seconds, flip to the right.
Repeat count, 15.
15
adjustable.
Is repeat count currently.
12, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3.
Okay, and flick to the right.
Duration. Repeat. Start stop.
And
button.
Let's do start stop.
Start stop.
So of course if I flip back to the left.
Repeat 1 of 3.
So repeat 1 of 3.
0 hours, 0 minutes, and 8 seconds.
So I've got 8 seconds to go.
Repeat 1 of 3.
I'll just flip back to repeat 1 of 3. And excuse the rain in the background. So there's the sound for the first interval. Click off it.
0 hours, 0 minutes, and 9 seconds.
So I've got 9 seconds to go in the current interval. This is number two.
Repeat two or three.
There's repeat two or three. Let's just wait for the noise again, or the sound. There's a sound again. And of course, my watch is vibrating every time it makes a sound. Flicking off it.
0 hours, 0 minutes, and 9 seconds.
So 9 seconds to go in the third interval.
Repeat three of three.
Everyone repeat three of three. And we'll just wait for it to play its sound and stop.
Duration, 15s, adjustable.
Okay, and then it's back to the value to reset it and cause it to land it back on the interval time itself. So it's 15 seconds. So I flick it off it.
Repeat count, three.
There's the adjustable. Repeat count, and I can flick up and down to change that value. Unlike the iPhone, these sliders are basically ready to interact with. Now, what I normally do on the Apple Watch, of course, let me just go back to my watch face.
Watch face. 12, 11, and 23 seconds.
Flick up.
Notification control center.
The control center.
Control center. Connected over iPhone.
And
image.
Flick to the right.
Location tracking. Mobile data. Wi-Fi. Aeroplane mode. 82%. Ping iPhone. Torch. Do not disturb. Mute. Switch button.
Is
off.
Put it on mute.
On.
Let me just press my digital crown to come out.
12, 11, and 54 seconds.
And I'm going to press the digital crown twice. Flick to the right.
Duration. Repeat count. 3. Duration. Repeat. Start, stop.
Button. And I'm going to do start, stop. Flick to the left.
Repeat one of three.
So repeat one of three.
0 hours, 0 minutes, and 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Now I'm going to hold it right up to the mic. Okay, and you just heard my watch vibrate. So if I wake it up.
Cancel timer. Dismiss. Button.
And of course, we've got a cancel timer, dismiss button.
Cancel timer.
The left.
Repeat timer. Repeat timer. Repeat timer.
Whoops, there's the second interval.
0 hours, 0 minutes, and 12 seconds.
And
repeat three of three.
We've got repeat three of three with 12 seconds left, and it'll vibrate again for the third time. My goodness, that rain's loud. Come on, there we go.
Repeat timer.
Okay, and it says repeat timer, so I know it's finished as well.
Duration, 15s. Adjustable.
So we're back to the duration 15.
Repeat count. 3.
Repeat
adjustable.
Count.
Duration. Repeat. Start stop button.
And the start stop button again. So let me just put my watch to sleep. So basically when I'm using the app other than this demo, I tend to have mute sounds on my Apple Watch and of course sounds turned off on my iPhone in the app itself. And of course I'm usually using headphones, i.e. either my Bone Conduction headphones or my AirPods. That'll do for this demo. I just thought it was a really good app that you can use for lots of different types of interval timing, and it certainly works really well, particularly when I'm doing my radio program. But anyway, that'll do me for the moment. I will go and try and keep out of this rain. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.